Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Getting your phone calls right now. Who did you dirty? Call in advance. Going to make you feel a whole lot better, all right? 877-971-HITS. Alondra from Granada Hills. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alondra, thanks for hanging out with us. Go ahead and vent, girl. Who did you dirty?
I would say my mom is doing me dirty. Okay, so I'm 19 and I do have a boyfriend. I see him once a week because he goes to USC. I also work almost every single day. Not only that, I have school in the morning. Last night I got home and she threatened to kick me out of the house because apparently I'm never there. I am living with Cruella. Like, excuse me.
Cruella DeVille.
Because 19 is one of those, it's that year where you're like, I'm 19, I'm a grown up, I want to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. And your parents are looking at you going, but you're still under my house, my rules. The same thing happened to me.
Exactly.
The summer I moved, I went back from Laverne to Seattle, right? And I stayed out one night, didn't tell my mom where I was going, just stayed out because I'm a grown up. I'll do what I want, right? Yeah. I came home the next morning and she goes, if this is how you're going to act this summer, we're going to have to reevaluate whether or not you stay here. And I was like, whoa.
Oh my gosh.
I get you, girl. I would come home past my curfew and just the door was locked.
That's one way to deal with it.
There's no way to get in. And then thank God later, my mom would sneak out of the bedroom because my dad was like extra strict and she would let me in, you know?
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. I wish I had chill parents, but no, maybe not yet.
Let me ask you this. Does your mom like your boyfriend?
Of course she does. She likes him. She just doesn't like the fact, I guess, that I go out, you know? But I mean, I don't even go out a lot. He's a redhead, right?
Ginger.
My mom in Spanish, she calls him pelos de lote. And obviously he doesn't know what that means. I mean, is that like friendly love? I don't know.
Cornhair is what she's calling him.
Cornhair?
Cornhead, yeah.
Cornhead.
I think it's all love, though. It's all love, right?
That's
right?
The reality,
she's like,
though.
Right? Question mark?
You say yes. Listen, many families, especially Latino families, that's the way we show love, you know, by giving you a nickname and clowning on you.
Yeah,
so you can go. Thank you for listening to us, Chica. We love you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Alondra brings up something interesting. I bet she's not the only one that has parents that have given their significant other a crazy nickname.
Just based on appearance or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or their actions, you know? This reminds me, one of my good friends, his daughter's dating some dude that he did not like and just straight up called him Dum Dum.
Dum Dum?
Just Dum Dum. Hey, Dum Dum's here. Just straight up.
Not in like Spanish or anything. Just Dum Dum so everyone can hear it.
Just Dum Dum.
I kind of appreciate that then. You're like, you know for sure where your dad stands on your significant other.
Also, as the boyfriend, you know when they finally have accepted you into the family, when Dum Dum gets replaced by your actual name.
877-971-HITS. Give us a call or shoot us a text. What crazy nickname have your parents given your significant other? Holla. Damaris from Diamond Bar. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh my God. This is so cool.
Hey.
You're on the radio. Damaris.
Hi, everyone. Oh,
yes. Thank you for listening to us. Love you. Love your excitement. What crazy nickname have your parents used on a significant other of yours?
The biggest one that I like always hated was Descalzonado.
Descalzonado. That's basically meaning your underwears are falling off in Spanish.
He was sagging his pants?
Yeah, back in the day when everybody had their pants under their ass.
And the chain wallet? Did he have a chain wallet?
He did not have a chain wallet, although I'm pretty sure he could have gotten there.
Descalzonado. That is hilarious. Would they say it in public?
Oh, yeah. They'd call him Descalzonado, but he didn't know that they were saying that.
Yeah, he didn't speak Spanish, right?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
So when he would ask, hey, why are your parents be calling me Descalzonado? What would you say?
Like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. It's just a nickname.
It's a term of endearment, babe. I think they think your butt looks nice.
Who are you with now? Do they have a nickname for him?
Gordito.
No, that's much better.
Wow. Does he speak Spanish?
gordito.
He's actually Hispanic, but he doesn't speak Spanish very much.
Oh, that's
but
even worse.
He knows what gordito means, which is little fatty. Yeah,
even I know that.
That's good point.
He's being nice about it. Yeah, he's the best.
Doesn't it mean like cute fatty?
It's a cute. Yeah, yeah. It's endearing.
Yeah, like a cute fatty.
It's like little fatty, but you're cute. You know?
Oh, wow. I don't think that's good at all. Is he gordita?
He's a little gordito, yeah.
I mean, the only way it's worse is if they call him an ugly fatty.
Yeah, so.
I know, it's better that it's cute fatty, right? Mm-hmm.
Damaris, your parents are the best. They just keep it coming.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for keeping me entertained on the way to school.
You got it. Uh-huh. Say hi to the gordito for us.
Well,
and the family.
I'm all about it.
Later. Tiffany from Corona, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Tiffany. What crazy nickname did your parents give your significant other?
Okay, so this one's going to sound really crazy, but my parents call my significant other Ish Pants.
Ish Pants.
Ish Pants.
Yeah, Ish Pants. So this one time we were on a road trip, and somehow my boyfriend got milk, and he's like really, really lactose intolerant. So obviously he wasn't feeling well, and he might have had a little accident and possibly started to spit.
And what's his real name?
His real name is Ishmael.
So it's like a play on that. That's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the balls your parents have, though, to call him Ish Pants in public in front of people where they're like, did that guy, are they calling him Ish Pants? Ish Pants.
Tiffany, love you, but love your parents even more. Thank you for listening.
No problem. Thanks.
Bye. Vanessa from Garden Grove, good morning.
Good morning.
Vanessa, what crazy nickname do your parents have for your significant other?
So my parents would always call my significant other Chicle.
Chicle, which means gum in Spanish.
Now let me guess. He has big old teeth.
or is he always stuck on you?
Yes, it was because we always hung out with each other. We were always together. And every time he would come over to my house, he would say, or my parents say, hi, Chicle. And then he would be like, hi.
There's this classic song that you hear at every quinceañera for Latinos or wedding. It's called El Chicle Se Me Pegó, Mi Amorcito. And that means like El Chicle, literally the gum got stuck to me. So from there, anybody that's like super on you all the time,
clingy,
they just call him Chicle.
Yeah.
Clingy. Yes, uh-huh. Jels, exactly.
That's funny. Are you still with him now?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Damn.
Gum didn't stick around forever.
Is that fortunately or unfortunately?
Well, it just things happen, okay. And
that sounds like a whole different topic we'll get into later when chicles don't stick to you anymore.
Chicle do you dirty.
Thank you, Vanessa. Love you, girl. Have a great week. Brian, what are we getting on text?
The text line today is just on fire with savagery. Just absolute savagery. You people have no chill. The first one, the 323.
You're thinking twice about saying this. I haven't seen it, so do I need to prepare the dumb bun?
My boyfriend in middle school, we used to call him Tacita, coffee mug, because he lost an ear in an accident.
Oh, no.
Tacita, so a coffee mug only has one side.
He loved it and thought it was funny. He loved it and thought it was funny.
That's so wrong.
I told you they were savage. That's not even the worst one.
Oh, wow.
From the 626, my fiance is a white boy. Literally all my parents and friends and family in Mexico call him El Gringo. Sometimes I'm pretty sure they don't even know his real name. He's calling him like
that. That's brutal.
There you go.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.